John, how are you?
Good, Tony. How are you?
I'm very well. I'm very interested in a column you wrote. Prices may have you thinking of alternative energy stocks. Why is that?
Well, you know, when gas creeps up to around $4 a gallon, your mind starts drifting towards a pleasanter land where you can do something, do something besides, pay high oil prices. And I think that's kind of a natural reaction. Everybody wants to avoid the shock at the pump.
You write in this column, normally alternative energy stocks have very little correlation with the price of oil for the simple reason that there's really isn't an alternative to oil for transportation.
Yeah, by and large. I mean, you have a few electric cars, you have some hybrids, but hybrids, of course, use oil. But they haven't wheeled out any convincing prototype, hydrogen cars or nuclear fusion cars or whatever. It's pretty much coming down to oil, by and large.
John, for our investors who are looking for some new investment opportunities, you write there are a few interesting alternative energy stocks around and a few useful funds for those who think correctly, probably, that sooner or later we'll have to increase our use of wind and solar power.
That's right. And you can go a couple different directions. Wind power is one way, and the leader is Vestas, which is sold in Copenhagen, but you can buy it as an American depository receipt here. They make the big blades and turbines that power wind companies, and it's been a very successful stock. Another way to go is just to look at companies that make coal plants cleaner. We get most of our energy from coal plants, and we have a ton of coal. And one company is ADA-ES, and it trades under the ticker symbol ADES, and so it makes coal scrubbers.
John, you write how the price of a barrel of oil was about $112.29 recently, up from its 12-month low of $65.96 in May.
Mm-hmm.
But you talk about the price of coal is significantly decreased.
Well, that's right, and it's been an interesting dichotomy, and that's one reason alternative energy stocks have not done that well over this period, which is that the stuff we use to fire electrical plants, which is our main way of consuming energy, has gone down. Natural gas has gone down, as has coal, and that's because we're very good at taking coal and natural gas out of the ground.
Do you think that wind energy is going to increase? I know that several firms in Michigan are really amping up their efforts to produce the pieces for wind turbines. Do you see this getting to the stock market?
Yeah, I think it's a coming thing. I think it's going to be a very useful auxiliary to our current energy needs. The problem with wind is that wind has gone big, so that which means basically you need to put them in a remote area, these big farms, and that you need to invest a lot of money in them, and that also that you're going to be selling energy at the wholesale price back to energy companies. So it's a little tougher to start them up. And but once they do get up and running, they're a real nice, reliable way of generating energy.
John, the market's been an interesting beast. Here we have all these wars going on throughout the countries around the world. We've got gas prices that are way up. We've got all the civil unrest in North Africa and throughout the heavy oil producing countries in the Mideast. We've got debt beyond belief here in the country. We've got all these budget deficits, not only federally, but throughout many states in the union. Yet the market, for the most part, has been pretty solid.
Well, that's right. I mean, it's partly because I think, in Libya, for example, we only get about 2% of our oil from Libya. We have not seen the huge unrest in the gargantuan producers, i.e., Iran, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait. So far, our energy, despite the nervousness that's reflected in the oil price, and that's really what it is, it's like a 15% nervousness premium. the market does not seem that worried that we're going to go into another, you know, 70s-style gas crisis. As far as the debt goes, what's particularly interesting to me is that for all the wailing about the debt, the market that's most concerned with it, which is the bond market, has not only been very quiet, but has actually been rallying. Rates have gone down rather than up. And there does not seem to be a great deal of worry about the debt, at least among those who buy and sell government debt.
Well, we have been talking with John Wagoner. He is the USA Today investing columnist. You can find his columns, of course, at USA Today. John, it's always great talking with you. Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you. Tony, take care.